In taking a history, then, one wants to know whether there's been a prior myocardial infarction, whether there's any evidence of valvular or primary muscular disease, and finally, whether the patient has had syncope in the past or a surrogate for syncope. By a surrogate for syncope, I mean a patient who has had an unexplained episode of diaphoresis, has had marked presyncope but did not actually lose consciousness, or has had marked presyncope with the sensation of a rapid pulse. I think that the syncopal equivalents are often as important as having a history that the patient actually lost consciousness. Other historical points that are of interest are a history of unexplained palpitations, a history that might suggest that the patient has some sort of valvular heart disease, such as a history of rheumatic fever or scarlet fever, or the presence of a cardiac murmur heard in the past. It's also very important in taking this history to establish that there is no family history of sudden death, nor is there a history of coronary disease in the family. Usually, while the history is helpful, it is not the single most important fact-gathering issue that confronts the cardiologist, as what is the critical element in making this diagnosis is having a record of the tachycardia, either from a prior trip to the ER or in some monitoring activity.